Welcome back to Cats, Dogs, Apes, and Frogs, a special Christmas edition of the podcast. And it's not financial advice. I just talk about my experience as a retail investor. Started out with a few shares of AMC, ended up with almost 2 trillion Grumpy Cat coin. That's right, almost 2 trillion Grumpy Cat coin. I'm going to make one more buy while these prices are still pretty low. And hope maybe that'll do it. I'm a top 50 wallet now, and then my last goal is to get a multi-trillion-dollar wallet, and I'm just shy of that. So one more buy tonight when some ETH settles, and if the price stays where it's at, I'll be able to make that last buy, hopefully, at least a big accumulation buy, and that's going to be it. I'm going to pull back and just rest. I've done a lot. I thought I did a lot to get to 1 trillion Grumpy Cat coin. And then the faith I had in the community and the fact that there's some major alpha that is supposed to drop. And I trust the people that say that. Now, if it's wrong, if you know, that trust will be broken, and that's unfortunate. But for now, I trust them. And I put my faith in them enough to do this. And at these low prices, it doesn't take much for Grumpy Cat to go up in value. A few big buys, and we start moving. And everything you buy right now, used to be the high 20s, low 30s. Now it's the high 30s, low 40s. But if we just get back to, you know, 8 zeros and a 9, everything you buy right now will be, you know, covered. It'll go up 100%. For everything you buy right now. And remember, it wasn't that long ago we were at 7 zeros and a 1. So that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, that if you're going to accumulate, now is the time to accumulate. Once we go up in value, it's harder. It costs more. It's more risky when you do that. Right now, I'd like to think we're close to the bottom and there's not that much more room for us to go down. Otherwise, people are going to snap it up. You never know. All investments are risky. But that's where I'm at. I'm looking to make one more buy in 2023. And then if I'm lucky, just kind of hold on. And if we're really lucky, when this alpha drops, hopefully there'll be a big jump in price. It'll be a game changer. And at that point, you know, everything you bought right now will be covered. And then it just grows. And then as it keeps growing, you're like, wow, it cost me, you know, 3 times as much to buy what I did. Now it costs me 4 times, 5 times, 10 times as much. And at that point, you just start legging up, and hopefully we go on that run that, say, Bonk experienced this year. A year ago, if you had bought $2,500 worth of Bonk, like on December 29th, you could have bought $2,500 worth of Bonk, and a year later, it'd be worth $1 million. And that's why I invest in these crazy meme coins. It's high risk. Absolutely, it's high risk. But that's why. For Bitcoin to do the same thing, it'd have to go to like $16 million a Bitcoin. It's a crazy number. I don't have the math in front of me. But that's why you do it. Bitcoin right now is around, what, like 44,000? You know, if you put your money into Bitcoin right now and, you know, Bitcoin went to 100,000, well, that would be a huge story. But you would just essentially, you know, double your money. Whereas if you put in a meme coin and it does 1,000x, that's when the crazy money comes in. You put $1,000 into something and it does 1,000x. I think it's $1 million, something like that, close to it. And that's why I do what I do. It's crazy. It's risky. It's gambling. Absolutely, it's gambling. It's just like going into a casino and gambling your money. But I trust this community. I've been in Grumpy Cat since May of 2023, and we've had a few ups and downs along the way. Nothing too dramatic either way, but I trust the community. I trust the people involved, and that's why I'm going for it. This is it. I'm all in. I still have my AMC investment, and it's funny. One of the things I'll talk about was back on December 5th, I got into a little scuffle on Twitter with some apes, trying to, you know, get apes to come over to Grumpy Cat. And obviously, there's some resistance. They think you're a grifter. You're just shilling a shit coin. You don't own any AMC. You try to explain to them that I have a podcast. I've done over 100 episodes called The AMC Stock Story. And they throw right back at you. Well, Matt Kors. You ever heard of Matt Kors? He does stuff on AMC. He doesn't own any AMC shares. And at a certain point, I really didn't like the fact that I was kind of arguing with apes. And I just said, I put my hands up and I said, you know what, guys, you won. I'm not going to fight you. You know, all best. I hope AMC goes up in value. And I wish all apes well. And instead of taking, you know, the high road or reciprocating that, this one particular ape I was going back and forth with, he had to post this a meme of basically someone pointing at the crotch and going, suck it. And I didn't respond. I just like, you know what? I'm not. I said it was over. It's over. It's never over, is it? But I did screenshot it. I've got it screenshot. I look at it. And I think on December 5th, if you had bought $100 worth of AMC and you had bought $100 worth of Grumpy Cap, it's not exact, but basically your AMC, your $100 of AMC would be now be worth $80. And your $100 of Grumpy Cat would now be worth $130. And that's why I'm trying to get apes to come over to Grumpy Cat. AMC is over, as far as I'm concerned. It was a corrupt play. There's too many forces going against apes. The strength of the apes is the apes. It's not AMC. It's not Adam Aaron. It's not popcorn. It's not candies. It's not movies. It's not movie theaters. The strength of AMC was the apes. All these millions of investors coming together. And it overwhelmed the system for a moment. For a moment. And we had our time, just as GameStop had its time. But the market, the government, they reacted to it. They have no interest in seeing the stock market become Las Vegas. None. They're not. It's not happening. It's just like the adults in the room. The kids have some crazy scheme or crazy idea, and they start doing it. And the adults say, no, don't do that. And the kids say, why? What's the rule against it? And the adults say, because I said so. Because we're not doing this. You're not turning the stock market into a casino. Now, we'll rip it off. The 1%. This is our rigged game. We get to make the money off the stock market. Not you. Not the working class. Not the retail investor. Once you start doing it, it's over. And we're going to rig it even more. And Ken Griffin is on tape. He's proud of it. He's on videotape telling you. He sets the price of securities. Supply and demand has nothing to do with it. AMC products, whether it's Hollywood movies, whether it's AMC gourmet candies, whether it's AMC popcorn, has nothing to do with the price of AMC. Ken Griffin and the market makers determine the price. Do you think Ken Griffin's ever going to let AMC go up? He's building a $1 billion house. Guess whose money he's paying for his billion-dollar estate with? Take a guess. You wonder why your AMC is down 90%? And Ken Griffin's building a billion-dollar house? It does not take the Scooby-Doo gang to figure this out. What do you know? What do you know? So you have a market maker that's never going to let AMC run. Never. It's personal for them. And they control the clock. They control the scoreboard. You're never winning that game. I don't care how many three-pointers you hit. I don't care how many slam dunks you have. They're not going to let you win that game. And then you have AMC itself. And I hate to trash Adam Aaron. But I will. You're in charge of a company and it goes down 90%. I'm sorry. If I get on an airplane and the pilot is the nicest, coolest dude ever, and he crashes that airplane and 90% of the people on the airplane die, I got to believe that pilot loses his job. You go into battle with a general. Great general, charismatic. Oh, he loves his troops, takes pictures with his troops. Make sure, you know, we all have turkey on Thanksgiving. But you go into battle with that general, and 90% of the soldiers get killed under that general's watch. You think that general deserves promotion? You think that general maybe, hey, run for president? Or you think he'd be court-martialed? You think he'd be fired? I'm sorry. APE was Adam Aaron's idea. The reverse split was Adam Aaron's idea. And both of those things devastated the AMC price. Now, I get it. He's the captain of the ship. Are you cutting off your nose to spite your face by talking bad about Adam Aaron? Maybe. I don't know. But you got to be honest at a certain point. Because if you can't be honest and take a step back and look at a situation and evaluate it, then you're in a cult. Cults are not allowed to question the cult leader. And when someone in the cult questions the cult leader, it's up to the other cult members to ostracize them and condemn them. That's kind of how cults work. And that's kind of how you know you're in a cult. That when you point out obvious things, truths, like a stock being down 90%, and everybody jumps on you because you're disloyal, that's when you know you're in a cult. And I'm not in a cult. I still hold my AMC shares. Why? Two reasons. One, they're at such a loss. What's the point? What is the point of selling an AMC share that I bought for $40 for 67 cents? I don't need 67 cents that bad. I've got 60 cents lying on my floor in seat cushions, in my cup holder in my car. If I need 67 cents, I'll go find 67 cents. I'm not selling a share of AMC for that. I'll keep it. I'll keep it as a reminder not to ever get sucked into a corrupt play like this again. A reminder at what a fraud Wall Street is and the government is. What an absolute corrupt fraud this stuff is. And I'll just keep it for that. I hope it goes up in value, to be honest with you. If it ever gets anywhere close to breaking even, I will sell it and I will get out, as I should have done several times before. And you have to understand, I did not get into AMC to battle the hedge funds. I did not get into AMC to save a movie theater company. Because let me tell you, the movie stars, the movie studios, they do not care about you. Do not care about your family. Adam Aaron and the AMC insiders do not care about you. They do not care about your family. When we came in and pumped that stock up, they all sold their shares and made millions. They made millions off of you, the retail investor. And just like rats leaving a sinking ship, everybody else saw this and said, wow, AMC insiders are selling all their shares. What do these rats fleeing the sinking ship know that I don't know? Maybe I should sell my shares. And they came up with APE and the reverse split. And whether you voted yes or voted no, it was inevitable. There's nothing more pathetic than no voters still talking about yes tards, as if anything would have changed what would have happened. It wouldn't have. It wouldn't have. You're wasting your breath with all this yes tard and putting it in people's faces. Who cares? It's over. It doesn't help anything. And what do you do now? Like, I saw a post from Marine Mike. And he's like, see, everybody, I was right. I told you. Okay, Mike, you told us. Congratulations, you won. Now what? Do you just want to sit there and tell everybody, I told you so? Or is there a new plan? Mike's a Marine. I can't believe in the Marine Corps they teach Marines, when things go badly, just sit there and go, I told you so. I told you so. See, I told you so. I got to believe they teach Marines keep fighting. Find a new way to fight. If that way's not working, find a new way. Find what does work. Find a new battle. And keep doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for a different outcome. And that's how I feel. That's what I did. That's why I got into crypto. That's why I found Grumpy Cat. As I got into crypto, I saw the returns that some of these projects were making, and I put it together in my head, wow, the biggest return on investment you can make is to find a meme coin before it blows up. Again, Bonk, perfect example. 1 year ago, you could have put $2,500 in. December 29th, build a time machine. Go back to December 29th, 2022, and buy $2,500 worth of Bonk and wait for that thing to go crazy. It's going to take you about a year to do that. And it's really not going to start going crazy till, I don't know, was it November 1st? It started to really rip. But that's it. $2,500 for $1 million. You put $2,500 into AMC and it went down 90%. You have, you know, a couple $100 maybe. But please keep supporting AMC. Keep going on that play. So I got into this with these guys. And Checkmate blocked me like a coward. Congratulations, Checkmate, you coward. I don't mind a little back and forth, but when you block someone, you're basically admitting you're a coward. I don't want to hear it. Put your hands over your ears like a child. And that's even an insult to children, because there's children that are braver than that. I block you. Oh, look, there's green slush here. This is what Adam Aaron means. All I did was interpret it for you, Checkmate. Down 90%. Interpret that. And all the other apes, like I said, went back and forth. But at that moment, on December 5th, $100 into AMC, $100 into Grumpy Cat. AMC is now $80, Grumpy Cat, $130, give or take. And it's only going to get worse. I tried to get apes to come over. They don't listen. They won't listen. They can't. You can't. Again, it's the cult mentality. And I get it. I have not sold my AMC. I held it. Even though I knew what was coming, I knew they screwed us every time. Every time AMC could screw us, they screwed us. And they screwed us one more time. I imagine it's going to go to nothing. And every time, someone said, sell your AMC, get out of AMC, they were a shill. They worked for the hedge funds. Maybe they did. But you could have sold it back then, and you could have bought back for pennies now. But what are you going to do? How do you convince people they're in a cult when they're in a cult? That they can't think clearly, that there's no way to win the AMC battle. The market maker sets the price of securities where they believe those securities should be. The market makers believe AMC is worth 67 cents. Guess what? It's going to be 67 cents. Worse, 60 cents. But you know what? Why not 50 cents? Why not 40 cents? Let's keep driving it down until Adam Aaron says, you know what? We need to do another reverse split. It's the only way. And then you're going to get Checkmate and all the other AMC supporters say, yeah, Adam Aaron's right. We got to do this again. We got gourmet candy now. We got popcorn. Just let them do another reverse split. But okay, my money's gone. The money I have in AMC, I consider gone. If it comes back, wonderful. I would love it. But I don't think it is. I decided to look elsewhere. And you say, why not sell your AMC and put it all in Grumpy Cat? I thought about it, to be honest. I wasn't sure how long it would take to settle. But it's also at such a low rate, it's like, you know what? I'll just get the cash. I'll just put fresh cash into Grumpy Cat and not sell the AMC. Because I really do hope AMC goes back up. I really do. But here we are, you know. Grumpy Cat was at 8 zeros and a 2.7, 2.9, 30 for weeks. And that's when I was accumulating hundreds of millions, hundreds of billions at those prices. And then one day, boom, jumps up to like 8 zeros and a 4.7. Now it's not so cheap, not as cheap to buy it. I was at a point where I kind of had a goal in my head to get to the 2 trillion and it would have cost me $600. Now, like $800 to do that, to close it. So, and I made the decision to keep going, and I put a big buy in the other day. And I was like, well, you can wait. Just wait. It'll probably dip. And I said, well, but what if the alpha drops? I don't know that. What if someone makes a big buy? And I had to make a decision. And I made my decision, and I bought. And of course, immediately, you know, in the next day, 24 hours after I buy, 2 trillion Grumpy Cats were sold, and the price dropped. And if I had held on, who knows? Maybe I could have, you know, gotten my goal with exactly what I had. But right now, I need one more buy. And in the end, it shouldn't even matter where I want the project to go. If it does matter, then I'm in trouble, period. You know, then I'm screwed. If it does end up mattering, then I'm kind of screwed. It has to go up. Otherwise, there was no point to any of this. But then we'll see after that. You know, 2 trillion Grumpy Cat coin. And what if, you know, the price doubles from where I was at? Then I could have bought 4 trillion at that point. And it would have paid for itself. You know, you could have sold the 2 trillion, covered your investment, and then just ridden the other 2 million to wherever it goes. But here we are on the eve of 2024. We have these ETFs. Hopefully they're going to get approved. Hopefully we'll see a jump in crypto. Hopefully we'll see more crypto adoption, and we'll have that leg up. It's kind of like buying a house, you know, housing prices. If you could have bought a house in the 80s, the 90s, especially in a desirable area, you made a lot of money. Sometimes people made millions buying houses in the 80s and 90s at the right time in the right area, and the market skyrocketed. And we got lucky. We got lucky when we bought our house. We bought it right before a big leg up. And hopefully, you know, it at least stays where it's at or goes up. But that was it, you know. Could we have made more if we'd bought it a few years early? Yeah, probably. But we got in where we got in. And that's the way I see crypto, you know. Would have been nice to buy Bitcoin for a couple bucks, $100, $1,000. Could have bought Ethereum. Summer, I think it was 2021, maybe 2022, I'm not sure. But it was, it had gone down to, Ethereum was $800. Now it's, you know, flirting with 2,300, and who knows, and maybe it'll get back to 4,000. But this is it. This is why we do what we do, and we hang in there. I feel bad for the AMC play. I see the people still pumping it and still cheerleading it, and part of me wants to like and retweet what they're doing. And the other part, I'd shake my head and say, you don't get it. This is over. This is done. The market makers and Ken Griffin, they're never going to let AMC run. They will choke that price out and keep it exactly where they want it. Whether it's whether they honestly believe that's what it's worth or whether it's personal for them. You wanted to go to war, apes? We're going to war. War is not pretty. War is awful. And certain sides, when you go to war with someone, they'll kill you. Let me repeat that. When you go to war with someone, they will kill you. And that's what's happening right now with AMC. We went to war and they killed us. We got it all the way up to $70. They got it down now to less than 70 cents. Congratulations, apes. Congratulations. I hope you wear your dumb money name with pride. I don't. I feel terrible about what happened, about the investment. I think about where it was, where I could have sold it. And I held it for whatever reason. I held it. And it was just because I didn't realize how corrupt it was. But that's the market maker. You went to war with the market makers, and they just took the war to you. Imagine walking after out of your city, out of your bomb shelter, and seeing 90% of your city destroyed. Rubble. 90% of it rubble. It's got to do something to you. Some people say, well, I'm going to keep fighting. I'm going to keep fighting. Other people might say, you know what? This didn't turn out so well. What else can I do with my life? Because if I keep fighting, they're just going to kill the rest of the 10%. Is there another way to get this back? Is there another thing I can do with my life? Or am I going to keep fighting this same war? But that's the market maker. Then you have AMC. Whenever we go up in value, they're just going to drop shares. They're just going to dilute it. And as soon as they dilute it, guess what's going to happen to the stock price? It's going to drop. We get up to $7, $8, $9, $10. What do you think Adam Aron's going to do? He's going to issue shares to pay down debt or do whatever he wants or give himself another, you know, $20 million paycheck. Nice making $20 million when you dump a company down 90%. That's nice. Nice gig. Nice gig if you can get it. And then there's the SEC that just watches all of this. And quite frankly, to their credit, he put out the video. He made a video. He made that clown, got a pie in his face for investing in meme stocks. And everybody said, how awful he made that commercial. Can you believe he's mocking us for buying meme stocks? I don't know. See, when that commercial came out, what was the price of AMC when that commercial came out? If you'd sold all your AMC at that point, said, Gary's right. Gary's trying to warn us. Gary's a white hat. What if you'd sold all your AMC when that commercial came out? Where would you be right now as opposed to where you are right now? I hate to say I take no pleasure in any of this. I really don't. I really do hope AMC goes up. But I just have to honestly look at the situation and reevaluate things. That's it. You're just reevaluating a situation. Remember in Dumb and Dumber? When they're driving cross country and they stop for gas, and when they get back on the road, he goes the wrong way and they like drive forever and they realize they just drove in the wrong direction. Like, at what point when you're down 90% on investment, do you not just say, wow, we went the wrong way? We went the wrong way. And what did they do? He went out and he got that little scooter. And then they got on that little scooter and they drove it where they needed to go. And that's what I did with Grumpy Cat. I looked around. I said, I'm going to make the best of a bad situation. There's explosive returns on a meme coin community. And if you find the right one that you can trust, that you can have faith in, and that is the biggest question. That is the million-dollar question. Which one is it going to be? Because a lot of them are rug pulls. They did the shitcoin is a well-deserved term, unfortunately. It's usually the same group of people. It's their scam, and they set their scam up. They pump a coin. People see the going up. They jump in. They FOMO in, and then the rug's pulled, and it boom, and it slams down. And Grumpy Cat Coin was different. We've had our ups and downs, but every day there's a call. Every day you can get on a call and talk to Grumpy Cat Coin Whales. You got a question? Telegram, there, 24/7. You can jump on and talk to people. And that's why I'm in it. And hopefully, just as last year, last December, you could have put $2,500 into Bonk and you made $1 million. Hopefully, it'll be Grumpy Cat next year that's where those stories will be told. Any guarantee on that? No. None whatsoever, but we'll see. Supposedly there's alpha that was going to drop in December. Hopefully it still does. It's kind of a bad time right now to drop news just because of Christmas and New Year's and everybody's on vacation. But what do I know? It is what it is. I can speculate. I'm 30 minutes into this podcast. I doubt anybody's listening to it at this point. But if you stuck around, if you listen to this podcast and you stuck around for 30 minutes, I have some ideas what it could be. I don't know. This is complete speculation on my part. I think there may be an agreement with the licensed Grumpy Cat people. I think when Grumpy Cat first came out, they didn't like it. They told people it was a scam, that Slum and all these people were just trying to rip them off and to avoid it. And there was talk of litigation. And then the Grumpy Cat coin community went out. We changed things. We said, all right, well, here's the changes we'll make in the project. And we hired a law firm. They got $20,000 to put a law firm on retainer and said, if you got a problem with Grumpy Cat Coin, go talk to our lawyers. Don't go talk to us. Don't go fudding us publicly. Don't slander us. Go talk to our lawyers. And that was kind of the end of it. You didn't hear much of it. We behaved. We didn't. You know, the big thing is they're a license. They sell t-shirts. They sell calendars with Grumpy Cat. And all we did was we invested in a coin, and we made memes, we made videos, and we didn't sell products, and we tried not to step on their feet. And I don't think we rug pulled anybody. I don't think we scammed anybody. And we're there. We were accountable 24/7, every day a space call, Telegram active. We're there. There's other cat projects. There's even Grumpy Cat clones, and they aren't very good. But I know who our group is. And maybe there was some reach out somewhere and said, hey, maybe we can work together. Matt Fury, who did Pepe, he did the cartoons for Pepe. My understanding is he got $1 million from the Pepe community, or someone gave him $1 million for nothing. Just here's your $1 million. This was your creation. We got behind it. Here's $1 million. I'm sure, you know, Grumpy Cat Coin would probably like to get that email. And I don't know, maybe things are going, because when I've talked about different things, I've heard IP issues being finally resolved. Well, what does that mean, IP issues finally being resolved? That means Grumpy Cat Coin, the licensed Grumpy Cat, that something may be going on with them. And imagine what that would do to the project if they got behind us, the actual Grumpy Cat Coin endorsed Grumpy Cat, or the Grumpy Cat license trademark endorsed Grumpy Cat Coin, what that would mean. And it would make sense. I think we've proven it over these since May. I think we've done nothing but promote the Grumpy Cat brand, and hopefully done it respectfully and in a fun way and in a loving and passionate way. And just as you have that base of consumers that are advocates for your brand, whether it's Apple or Tesla or even AMC, where would AMC be without the apes? They would be bankrupt. I can get in a car right now and I can drive, you know, 15 minutes and I can find two movie theaters that are shut down. They're not AMCs, but they're closed down. Why? How did AMC survive the apes? And how did AMC repay the apes? Oh, the insiders collected millions of dollars dumping all their stock. And Adam Aaron came up with these ape scheme that fucked us all. 90% down because of this ape that he came up with. Adam Aaron came up with it. Now, maybe he has all the good intentions in the world, but brother, you are on the hook. I don't care. You could be an employee, greatest employee ever, greatest coworker ever. But if you do something at work and all of a sudden our company is worth 90% less because of your actions, if you're not outright fired or in jail, you certainly are on the hook for what you've done. So until that's made right, I give him nothing, nothing. He's just another rich 1%er that scammed everybody. Took what he could. He did it because he could. And I'm sorry. You gotta make it up somehow. And yeah, that's great. You put out the candies. That's awesome. That's what you need to do. Where's the other 90% of my investment? It's like Goodfellas, you know? F you, pay me. F you, pay me. This happened great. F you, pay me. And that's how I feel. Until Adam Aaron gets me by my 90%, screw you, you incompetent idiot. Get me my money back or file a lawsuit on the people that are responsible for this. Because if they're not responsible for it, then you are. And obviously it's my responsibility because it was my investment. I'm the one that put the money in a risky investment. But that doesn't mean I can't hold him accountable. He's the CEO. His decision to go forward with Ape, his decision to go forward with the reverse split, and all the Anterra and dilution. Who knows in 2 or 3 years? But that's why I went to Grumpy Cat. So if this alpha is going to drop, that maybe the deal is going to be worked out with the licensed Grumpy Cat people, that could be big news. Could be a big boost for Grumpy Cat coin. And when's the time to buy Grumpy Cat coin if that news ever drops? Is it when it's dropping and Grumpy Cat starts going up? Maybe. You know when a better time to buy Grumpy Cat is? Right now, when it's dirt cheap, before that news comes out. And that's why I chose to do. But I'm not a financial advisor. It's not financial advice. As you follow this podcast, you know the investments I've made have been devastating. But do you give up? Do you throw in the towel? Do you walk away? Well, this is my last hurrah. I'm not, after Grumpy Cat coin, I'm done. I'm not putting my family through it anymore. I'm moving on with my life. I'll have my investments. If they ever pay off, wonderful. If not, I don't know. I plan to write a book about it and kind of deal with it. That's how I deal with things, how I process things. I write books, I make videos, I process it, and then I move on to the next chapter in my life. And such will be with investing. I'm hoping, like I said, to get one more buy-in. And then at that point, I gotta, just like any addict, you gotta say enough. You know, you just say enough. No more drinks, no more this, no more that. You just got to cut yourself off. I just have one more goal that I want to make. And I know I've said that before. But this is kind of it. And after that, we'll see. Well, I hope you have a Merry Christmas. I hope the alpha drops soon. And I hope when it does, it's as good as promised from these core community members that are involved in this. And I would like nothing more than for the actual Grumpy Cat people to get behind Grumpy Cat coin. I think it would be awesome. As a former Disney employee, I could tell you how important a brand is. And, you know, having a community behind it that advocates for that brand is priceless. You can't put a price on that. It can drive a brand to unparalleled heights. And you'll be the Grumpy Cat brand will be stronger for it. You will see Grumpy Cat movies. There'll be a CG cat eventually. It'll be an AI created cat, a character. It'll be supported. It'll be synonymous with people who were smart enough to get in on something early and became millionaires. And hopefully it pays off for the licensed people as well. So we'll see what happens. I hope it's good news. I hope it happens in December. It can't happen soon enough for me. I want to get one more buy-in. But even then, it's a small enough bite that it would be manageable either way if Grumpy Cat coin does go up in value. But it'd be nice to get one more bite in, and we'll see. But I hope you have a wonderful Merry Christmas, and thanks for listening. And I'll keep doing the podcast, and we'll see where things go in 2024 in case I don't do a new one. But I wish you all the best this Christmas Day and going into the new year in 2024. Thanks for listening, and good luck.